Day 31, April 4th. Today's reflection is based on John chapter 6, verses 52 through 59, and was written by Dr. Charles A. Borick, class of 2024. To live in Christ. To abide, dwell, and remain in Him, and for Christ to live, abide, dwell, and remain in us, that is the hope of every Christian. In today's Gospel reading, Jesus tells us exactly how to achieve this. We must eat His flesh and drink His blood. Jesus can't really mean this, can He? And yet He's insistent. He repeats this admonition to eat His flesh and drink His blood no less than 4 times. Whatever this means, it's no off-the-cuff remark. Jesus wants us to hear this message loud and clear. There can be no doubt about what He's saying. We should recall how Jesus taught Nicodemus 3 chapters earlier. There, Jesus invoked another seemingly preposterous notion, that we must be born again. And He repeatedly and explicitly tells Nicodemus how to achieve this. Belief is what is needed, He says. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. Now Jesus goes about telling us just what that belief entails, and He does so in starkly concrete terms. The belief Jesus describes is no intellectual exercise. It doesn't come about by thinking great thoughts. Rather, this belief comes by plunging our hands into the bowl, scooping up its contents, and ingesting the sustenance. Belief in Christ is something to be consumed like food. When we eat, we absorb nutrients from the food. What we eat becomes part of us. That which sustained its life becomes sustaining to ours. And so it is with this radical belief Jesus is calling us to. It's an embodied belief, not just something we have, but something we are. It's a belief that must indwell. If we are to be reborn, we must believe. If we are to abide in Christ, to dwell in Christ, to remain in Christ and He in us, this belief means nothing less than eating His flesh and drinking His blood. Today's prayer. Jesus, help me to abide, dwell, and remain in You, as You abide, dwell, and remain in me. Nourish me with Your very flesh and blood, so that it may become part of me. Help me to indwell You, as You indwell me. Forever and ever. Amen.